Okay, we'll get the recording now officially started. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the ALAC Leadership Team pre-ICAN 56 Helsinki briefing on Monday the 20th of June at 2000 UTC. On today's call we have Alan Greenberg, Jijani Benjima, Holly Roach, Leon Sanchez, Julie Hammer, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Ron Sherwood, apologies noted from Maureen Hilliard. From staff we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Aria Liang, Yeshim Nazlar, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Joel Langdon-Orr will be joining us momentarily. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This call is on the calendar schedule for 90 minutes, and the agenda, it is 80, and I fully admit I have no idea how long it will last. I'm always optimistic we'll end early, but we'll see. The first item is policy and the policy activities. I wasn't actually planning to have this item on today's agenda for expediency, but there have been a number of new comments issued, and I thought we should take the time to quickly see if we can make any decisions on any of them. Ariel, if you could go over the ones that are either in a problem state that need some action or the new ones, please.
Thank you, Alan. This is Ariel Leon for the record. There's one public comment that will end very soon. It's on the revisions to ICANN expected standards of behavior. It will end on June the 25th, and Leon volunteered to draft a statement. So we haven't got any update on that yet. So Leon, do you have any updates on this public comment?
Thank you, Ariel. This is Leon Sanchez. Yes, I will have something ready by tonight, my time, and I will send it to you and, of course, upload it to the wiki page.
Thank you so much, Leon.
Leon, it's Alan. Based on the comments received, do you think what we're going to have is controversial? I would have hoped this whole thing was not going to be, but...
I will...
Have we lost Leon?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Now we can hear you.
Okay. So as I was saying, I will try to draft something that's not controversial and that, of course, takes into account the different comments that have been received on the subject.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, at least when I last read them, it was largely an issue of people pointing out there's other stuff to be done too, but not really being negative about the actual revision of the code of conduct or expected standards of behavior. Is that correct?
That is the same impression that I have.
Okay, good. So to the extent that we say there is other work to be done, but we are giving a nod of approval to the actual text proposed. Okay, thank you. Ariel, back to you.
Thank you, Alan. This is Ariel speaking. The next one that will close very soon is on request for input from the rights protection mechanisms in LGPLD PDP working group. And Alan, you are going to draft a statement, and just as a reminder, the date is July the 5th.
Yeah, I did take a look at that. The document they produced is somewhat overwhelming. They've actually asked for answers to about 175 questions. I'm exaggerating slightly, but only slightly. My plan is not to answer those questions, but to give a very generic statement, essentially saying at large has always been interested in rights protection where it acts as a protection or minimizes confusion for users. We have a little bit of an issue worrying about the trademark clearinghouse notices that something is protected acting as an inhibitor to people registering marks if there's no overlap. But other than that, I don't think we're going to say an awful lot. that's essentially was the limit of what we said in the earlier rounds, and I think we'll take a similar position here. But I will be going through the documents and proposing something.
Thank you, Alan, and I still raised his hand.
Yeah, thanks very much, Cheryl. It's Olivia Carpano not speaking. And Alan, I was going to ask, I had a very brief look at this, very brief. You mentioned 150 questions. I just saw three questions in the actual consultation. The 150 might have been the 150 issues, list of potential issues for consideration in this PDP, but the overall staff issues report, which is the PDP thing. What they're asking is basically, what are your general views, concerns, and questions on the RPMs listed in phase one? Question two, what issues concerning phase one RPMs are the most relevant to your work, and phase three is what questions and specific data points would you advise on the working group to pursue this data gathering effort? Will you be answering these questions?
Maybe you took a more detailed look at it than I did. I thought I saw a reference to the questions in the charter that apply to the specific three protection mechanisms. And maybe I misread that, so I'll take it under advisement.
Yeah, they were looking, Sylvia speaking, they were looking at the issues report itself, and I agree with you. Going through the whole list of this is just impossible.
You're welcome to take this on in my place if you'd like.
Oh, no, thank you. Thanks, Alan.
Ariel, back to you.
Thank you, Alan. This is Ariel speaking. We have a number of public comments that need a required decision from the ALAC. The first one is on the draft restated articles of incorporation. And Olivia sent a message on the issues mailing list asking for comments, and only Eduardo replied. And I don't think we see much traction on this public comment. So, and on the close date is July the 6th.
Why don't we make a note to bring it up under some miscellaneous category in Helsinki? I'm sure we're not going to do anything, but it's easier to reach closure in front of everyone if someone has actually made comments. So let's make a note that we should bring it up sometime in Helsinki, and between Heidi and I, we'll try to figure out when to put it. So put an action item for that. Next item.
Olivia raised his hand.
I thought that was an old hand, but go ahead, Olivier.
Thanks, Alan. It's Olivier speaking. Yes, I put it down and then I put it up again, just to confuse you. Now, it was just for this. My feeling on this one was that we're talking here with, they're not actually even bylaws. They're the articles of incorporation. I really don't know if there is much for us to say in this. And that was the gist of my message, trying to see if anybody was interested in looking at these. There's nothing really that stands out that would affect us as end users. I can certainly see this going into the Workstream 2 discussions of jurisdiction at some point. But right now, do we really want to spend time on this? I don't know. Well, thank you.
Olivia, that was exactly my feeling when I said, just to cover ourselves, you should send out a note. So I think the answer is a given, but let's not agonize over it today. We have other things to talk about. Next item is the ARZERC charter, and I put that in the same category. There's an infinite amount of work that has been done on it. I really don't think there's a lot that either that concerns the end user or users, and as the person who ran the original drafting team, I certainly have put a lot of time into it. I can't see the ALAC commenting on it, but let's put it into the same category as the other one and get closure in Helsinki. Ariel, back to you.
This is Ariel speaking. Thanks, Alan. The next one is the proposed amendments to base new GPLD registry agreement. In fact, we have a lot of discussion about this on the at-large mailing list and on the registration issues mailing list. And the close date is July the 13th. Alan, have you seen the discussion on this? I think you actually participated in it.
I did on the ALAC mailing list. I don't recall it on the registration mailing list. Maybe I'm not a member of that group, or maybe I just didn't notice it. Was there anything substantive raised in concerns?
So I think there... I'm sorry, this is Aaron now speaking. I think when Evan and Garth discussed this, the public comment, they said the whole process seems to be arbitrary. It seems to be something only I can staff and the registry stakeholder group, they discussed this agreement, and it was not consulted widely to the public. And I think they had a main issue on that. And then I asked the support staff on their feedback on this, and then they said it's actually down based on the rule, and it's not something kind of arbitrary down between staff and the registry stakeholder group. So then, since then, I didn't really receive any response after that. And then when Carlton reviewed this public comment, and he said there's not much to say from a large part, and he thinks all these proposed amendments seem to make sense. So
okay,
that's my impression.
So in summary, we might be prompted to make a comment saying we believe the process should have been more transparent. It's been going on for 3 years, according to the preamble, and there should have been a heads-up that it was going on. But other than that, on the substance, we have no particular comment. That seems to be the gist of it. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And then the issue is based on the support staff feedback, it's not really a matter of transparency. It's actually done based on the rule, and when they said they were going to propose amendments, it should be done between just ICANN staff and the registry stakeholder group. So, so it's not done intentionally to avoid consultation with the public.
Just to be clear, I didn't say they violated rules. I said there are people who have concerns that the process should have been more open. Again, put it onto the agenda for Helsinki. That sounds like one that we either may make a comment on or not.
Okay.
Next. Please ignore the ringing. Just go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And the next public comment is on the reference label generation rule set for the second level, and the close date is July the 18th. And it's just open, so we haven't got much discussion yet, but I sent this public comment to the IDM policy working group, but nobody responded yet.
All right, and I suspect we will not have one, and the fellowship application process is the last one, and I presume we will be making a comment on that. Can you put that also on the agenda for discussion in Helsinki?
Yes.
Thank you.
And that's all for the public comment.
Thank you. Item number 4 is ICANN 56, and we have a large number of items to talk about here. The first one is the review of the ALAC agendas, ALAC at-large agendas. I'll turn it over to Heidi or Gisela. I don't know who's going to do it. Let us not spend time focusing on the details of the at-large leadership sessions, because that's in item B.
So, Alan, this is Heidi. Did you want to go over the schedule first, or did you want to focus just on the meeting? Because that would depend on who responds first.
I don't know what you mean by the schedule or the meeting.
So the schedule, okay, this is Heidi. The schedule basically means the meetings, you know, as which meetings, which day, which time, the agendas, or the actual content of those meetings.
The content of the at-large leadership sessions, which is a subset of all ALAC at-large sessions we'll discuss under item B.
Yes.
So
I'm aware
everything
of that.
Else we're discussing now.
Okay. So again, so you just want the agendas of all those meetings, not the day or the times. We're just going to go through the agendas of the ALAC meetings.
I assume we're going to go through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and say what's going on or to whatever extent you want to say anything.
Okay.
This is your section.
Okay, so let's just go through, I'm going to start on Monday. So we have on the first week, I'm just going to highlight the major points. We have a 30-minute session update on CCWG, face-to-face, and next steps. Leon said that was a good time, I believe, while Tajani raised some issue that was a little bit too short of time. Any comments there?
Okay, hold on a second. I'm trying to get the right agenda up on my screen. Okay, what we are talking about right now is everything but the internal agendas for the at-large leadership working sessions and wrap-up sessions. So we are not talking about how those sessions are broken down. Heidi, if you look at the attachment for item B.
Okay, Ellen, just to confirm that when you say leadership, we're not talking ALT. This is a new
large,
name of the...
A new name that we invented, at-large leadership.
Correct. Okay. So you do not want to go over these agendas?
I do under item B.
Okay. So, well, under the other agendas, basically they're all, we've reached out to the RALOs, we've reached out to the working groups. They're pretty much all complete. We've just received the agenda from the Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement. Under this item, I thought we were going to go through the ALAC. So if you want to skip to session item B, that's fine.
It's just okay. Let's switch A and B. Can we have the item, the document for item B up on the screen, please?
So just to answer, this is Heidi, to answer Livia's question in the chat, whether we have an overall schedule. So how we work approach this is we first do the actual schedule, which meetings, when, and where. Now, that has been completed several weeks ago. What we've done now, we've posted them onto the at-large meeting, Helsinki workspace, and we've worked on the agendas. Okay, Olivia, so by this time, your resource should be that workspace now.
Except that for the easy review of the agendas, I have extracted all of the items on that workspace into one sheet so everyone could see them in a single page. And that's what's on the screen right now. If you could give us control so people can enlarge it. Thank you. All right, Heidi, if we could now do it, and I believe this should correspond. This was taken off of the agendas before you sent them, just as you sent them for translation. So they should match as far as I know, unless you've made other changes since then.
Okay, so you want to go through this schedule, because the title is incorrect. To me, the agendas are the content. Okay, this is the schedule.
The title of this document.
You want to go through what this page, is that correct?
Okay, and that is what you were calling agendas, I believe.
Well, that's what someone is calling agendas. I call this a schedule. Sorry. maybe it's American British.
Can I go crawl away, please?
Gisela,
I would like to talk right now about what the ALAC and the regional leaders will be talking about and how the time
Correct. I would like, this is Heidi, I would like to do that as well.
All right, and I don't care what we call it.
Okay, Gisela, could you please put up item that, what you had before? That is day Monday, day one. Sorry, everyone. I think it's British American.
And the British-based person will bring back our...
Thank you so much. Okay. Alan, may we proceed?
I don't really know at this point. I thought that the content of these two items is the same, just the format is different. But go ahead, and I will interject if I feel necessary.
Okay. So... this is basically the topic, the agendas of what we are talking about in the various meetings. So may we begin with Monday, 9:15 to 10:30, which is the first time that everyone's going to meet as the ALAC and the regional leadership. Okay. So, again, we have 30 minutes to update everyone on the CCWG face-to-face that took place, that will have taken place on the Sunday. Then you'll see that every day we've added a little bit of time, it varies a bit, to prepare for those afternoon cross-community discussions. On Monday, we're going to divide that first up to the sessions with the, actually it should be Next Gen and Fellows. And we'll actually know if Fellows is correct because the ALAC will not be meeting with Next Gen. And then item 3D is the cross-community discussion, which will be the items of... Cross-community with the Next Generation Registration Directorate Services and the Review of All Rights Protection. Those are the two that will be discussed under that session. Ellen, any questions there? Ellen?
I don't see any hands up.
Okay. Then with the next session, we spend the entire session at 10:45.
Well, hold on the CCWG update, Tajani had said he didn't think that was enough time.
Correct.
Is that a strong feeling or not? As far as I'm concerned, it's not a time critical item, and there should be plenty of overflow time later in the week if indeed we run out of time on this one. So I'm inclined to leave that as it is. Otherwise, it means shrinking the amount of time for the prep sessions for the fellows and the cross community. Hearing no voices, seeing no hands, Heidi, go back to you.
Okay, thank you. So continuing Monday, the next session, 10:45 to 12, is the full session will be on ALS criteria and expectations. It includes a 15-minute update by Natalie and Ariel on the ALS application. Okay, I don't see any hands.
we just got scrolling capabilities, so no one else could have looked at it until now. Let's give people a moment. All right, go ahead.
Okay, next session, is that the actual outreach? The first one is, I'll just do the ALAC one, darling, or do you want me to do the other ones as well?
Whatever you choose, Heidi.
I'll just, in the interest of time, I'll just skip. Then we'll have the, in the afternoon, 12:30 to 13:30, there's the ALAC leadership team with the GAC. That will be in Restaurant Hall 1. I believe lunches will be served there. And the agenda is as you see it, and I don't know if at this point there's going to be the issue of the liaison. Alan, do you want to comment on that?
There's no real comment to make on that at this point. We'll discuss that later in the agenda.
Okay.
We have Olivier's hand up.
Yeah, thanks, Anna. It's Olivier Clapin-Aplan speaking. And the question, just before here, on the 10:45 to 12 session, that's a 75-minute session. I see here ALS criteria and expectation, 10:45 to 12, and in there it says ALS application update. That's 15 minutes within the ALS criteria. So we'd have 15 minutes on this and 1 hour discussion ALS criteria and expectations. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Heidi? basically that is within the ALS criteria and expectations. I just wanted to set a little bit of time, any place in that discussion for that presentation.
Yeah, the session title should technically have... When the session was scheduled, it was ALS criteria and expectations. Natalie came in and said she wanted 15 minutes, which means the session should have been renamed ALS Review Task Force. Please be flexible.
Okay. So then moving on in the afternoon, the second outreach and engagement session, which the ALAC is invited to, is with the fellows. And this, again, follows directly on from the sort of the overview that they will be giving to the next gen. This is will be with the fellows. So there's a full agenda there. Keep in mind that there will only be about four or five fellows that fit into at large. So there's not going to be a huge group of people there.
For clarity, Heidi, you said the ALAC is invited to it.
Yes, this is an ALAC.
Does that
mean
they can come if they feel like it, or is this a mandatory session?
My understanding was that it was mandatory.
Then we should use the term invited.
They're asked to be there, then, yes. Okay, any questions on that?
What about regional leaders? They are also expected to be there?
Yes, I mean, that would, yes, we
let's,
can, if
okay,
they would like.
Let's make sure the wording is clear then. Thank you.
Okay, let's move to Tuesday if there are no questions. So Tuesday, Olivier, you start the day off with the Uralo General Assembly. That's in two parts. Several guest speakers are invited to that. So we are also going to have separate folders for the Uralo, those people who are coming to that Uralo membership or to that Uralo meeting. Then we have 10:45 to 12:30, the at-large leadership work session. That is going to focus on three points. One is 45-minute ROP update and next steps, followed by 30 minutes of new ICANN bylaws and implications for the ALAC. And Alan, again, you're going to be in the chairs, the regular chairs will be getting some information during their Sunday session there with the CEO.
Okay, on the session... Excuse me, Heidi. On the rules of procedure session, has anyone gotten any feedback that there is anything that is going to be controversial? I've sent out several notices, and at this point, we've got nothing back. Is there anyone here who has any insight as to what might be controversial? We obviously have the one clause that we have to decide on. It looks like we're coming to closure on that one, but regardless, there we may need to have a discussion and maybe even a vote or a straw poll on that. Other than that one item, is there any indication that we have any problems? This is not going to be a good opportunity to do wordsmithing of rules of procedure, and we do want them passed. So we don't want to defer them to another day or another week. So if there's any, if anyone gets any feeling that there's going to be anything controversial, let's get it raised and discussed beforehand. I see no hands and hear no voices, so I'll be optimistic, but let's go ahead. Heidi?
Thank you, Alan. So, again, there'll be more information provided on that Sunday afternoon session. Okay, then there's the at-large regional leadership. That is 1330 to 1500. A lot of that will be talking about this new program with the document development pilot program. Dan O'Neill, who is the main consultant on that, he will be there, as well as Rob Hogarth. So that will be a really good opportunity for the RALOs to hear more about that. there's also some issues for the fiscal year 17 that is in that movie. Okay, then we have the 1330 to 1500. Same time is the ALAC and IPC meeting. And that one is Alan, you just wanted to check on the agenda for that. There's basically just that one point. Is that correct? And that point is discussion of who is registration data services.
I'm sorry, I've gotten lost. I was making a note on the rules of procedure one on my docs.
Is,
ask the question again, please.
So, yeah, this is Heidi. Basically, for the agenda for the ALAC meeting with the ITC on Tuesday, right now there's basically one agenda item, and that is the substantive.
I believe there are two. Greg has not answered me, and we'll simply proceed on the assumption that there are two. One is the who is, and the other are new RDS, and the other is new GTLD.
Should we add that then, new GTLD?
Yes, please. If it changes, it changes, but add it.
Okay. I'll make a point of that. Thank you. Cheryl, is that a question, or Holly? Okay. Then the cross-community sessions on Tuesday, the first one will be charter for the CCWG on auction proceeds, and then the second one will be the new GTLD subsequent procedures, followed by another meeting at the same time, operational planning session. Okay. And the evening, there's the president and CEO reception at the same time as the URALO, joint URALO Civil Society networking event.
What is the cross-community operational planning session?
Gisela, could you find the details on that? There's a link to that. Let's take a look. There's a link.
Heidi and Alan, yes, I'll get to the details immediately. It's a session run by...
It's Grace.
By who, sorry?
Grace is the staff leader on that. Oh, you're looking at... Okay, I'm looking at the wrong one.
Oh, sorry. Just with the way the new schedule comes up, even if I put the link in the chat for you, it doesn't have, like, the node links like before,
so you've just
got to scroll down to this session.
Can you read it to us?
Yes, just bear with me for a second. Operational side of ICANN's ops plan and budget. Staff leader is Bart Boswinkle. And that's all there is.
That makes it really easy for people to decide whether to go to it or not. All right, let's go ahead.
Okay,
can someone do a back channel, not for this meeting, but in general, that perhaps someone should flesh that out if they want anyone to attend?
Okay.
Just a thought on that one. The CCNSO operational planning working group has worked for nigh on a decade now on this, and that smacks strongly of the work they've done, which is instrumental along with the work, of course, we've done, Alan, and of course the GNSO, to get with the finance and budget and ops planning to where it is today. So it may be one of those CCNSO long-standing working groups that they're running as a public interaction session so that the rest of us can sort of see what the hell they've been on about for years and years. Just strikes me that that's what it might be resonating as anyway.
That is sort of what it says. It says, Bart started working for ICANN in October 2005 and currently serves as director, where he is responsible for working with the CCNSO on policy and related... Oh, sorry. That's his description of Bart. But it matches what you were just saying.
Okay. I'm psychic.
Yeah, sorry. I've been distracted by all the pictures that now float below each session, just like at an IGF. Go ahead.
Just on that point, again, there's going to be a session on Thursday afternoon where all of these very valuable comments on all of this, you will have a chance to discuss them. So just basically how ICANN 56 went, and you know, all of this is it might be useful feedback. So on Wednesday.
I suspect a Luddite like myself should avoid the session.
Right, Alan, we'll put you in a bar room somewhere.
That sounds like it may be more useful.
Let's hope the echo is gone.
It is not. Could we have someone try to mute somebody?
Unmuted? I just unmuted.
I will keep talking until the echo stops. It has not stopped yet. Will it ever stop? What if we adjourn the session?
There we go.
No echo. Finished. Heidi, back to you.
Thank you. Okay, we are on Wednesday now. If the agenda could be updated in the ACP. So Wednesday, we start off the day with AIRAC at-large leadership work session, and that full session, 1 hour, 8 to 9, will be focused on the AIRAC appointee selection process, and there will be discussion and decision. I'll move on until I hear any people shouting. Next, 9:15 to 10:30, is another at-large leadership work session. This one has two items. The first one is at-large fiscal year 17 special request. We are going to be inviting Rock Holger to that, but I think that one is basically what we did in Buenos Aires, is where we go through all of the decisions, and there's an implementation workspace now available, and we will go through who will be leading that, and materials likely required, et cetera. And that's why there's 45 minutes dedicated to that, because that will really allow us to get a good start on those, on implementing those. And then we have 30 minutes on working group revitalization.
Okay, Heidi, on that one, can you make sure, number one, there's a document that gets distributed with all of the work groups that we want to discuss and what we're recommending or what we want to discuss for each of them? And can you pass that by the ALT first before it becomes a public document?
Okay, I'll work with you on that, okay?
Well, presumably from Maureen, but she's not on the call right now.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Then, let's see, we have the actual working group meeting of at-large outreach and engagement. It's looking at the fellowship and outreach activities for ICANN 57. And I'm aware that APUL will be meeting informally, hopefully prior to this meeting, so they'll have some feedback on what they're planning. And then there's an at-large review working party, Colin and Cheryl, and I believe some people from, in fact, I'm sure that some people from ITEMS will be there. And we do have an agenda. We'll be posting that shortly. Then we have the joint Afro-African meeting. And that discussion will be on the IAM stewardship transition and ICANN accountability, and we have several senior people invited to that. And at the same time, running in parallel is the Norello monthly session. And they're discussing crop issues, and I believe their plans, their initial plans for General Assembly. Then in the afternoon, 15:15 to 16:45, we have the at-large review update and next steps for those who are not going to be at the working party session. Then we have the at-large director kickoff. That
All
is
right,
30
I'd
minutes.
I'd like to stop on that one for a moment. one of the things we're going to have to decide on at that meeting, either decide or come very close to deciding, is who is going to be chairing the BCEC and the BMSPC. Now, in our first round, Cheryl was chair, and she chaired both of those both of those groups. Last time around, Olivier was chair, and he chose not to chair either of them. And I'd like a bit of a discussion now or under any other business, depending on whether people are prepared to do it this very moment. I know Holly's going to be gone for any other business, which is why I'm bringing it up now. And are there any strong feelings? I know there are some strong feelings. I'm prepared to be considered for both. I'm not adamant to be in either or both positions. I will not be running in this election, and therefore I'm certainly eligible, but I'd like to hear pros and cons, and I wouldn't mind if Cheryl and Olivier spoke up as to their feelings as to who should be chairing these groups and who should not be chairing them. If either of those have any opinions. We may want to note this as a record, the first time that Olivia and Cheryl have not had opinions on anything. This is highly unusual. Olivier, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks very much, Adam. Olivier Crépin-Aplon speaking. I'm not really sure what to say on this. Their selection processes, the reason why I didn't want to be involved with them when I was chair was because I guess we had some good selection. I was lucky enough to have some good people on the XCOM, or then XCOM or ALT, that were able to take part into these things. So it's just nothing specific of saying, well, you know, I didn't want to be part of it because of X, Y, and Z. But it does look good when you do share tasks across many people. And there are some concerns that I had heard about having the chair of the ALEC chair these things, and that if that person is involved in any way in the selection process or even the process to design the process, there are some voices within at-large that would say, well, they're just trying to turn things because they want to be reelected or selected themselves to be on the board or you know, play the game and turn the game their way so that it benefits them rather than others. So that some people do see this as a conflict of interest. Thank you.
Cheryl, any input? Anyone else have any input? Tijani, I know you do have some thoughts on this.
Yes, Tijani. May I speak?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. I think that what was done, we have two experiences, and both went very well. I didn't feel or I didn't see that there is any contention, any problem during the both selections. The merit of the second one, no, it's not that, not the merit. What Olivier just said is someone that I also heard. So perhaps it is in the benefit of not fairness, but the benefit of closing the mouth of the bad people is to have those two committees and have volunteers to share them, and the chair of ALAC can be one of the volunteers. So. In my point of view, the best is to have people who are more or less not involved at any kind of involvement in the selection. It means that not a candidate or not not supporting clearly people, etc., etc. But if the chair of ALAC wants to be a chair of one of them, and I prefer that it is one of them, not both. I would prefer that he will be on the BCEC. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheryl, I think you're... Greg Gisela says you are now unmuted.
Well, I would have hoped I was unmuted the whole time, seeing as I mute my own phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you very well, actually.
Oh, I even resorted to changing handsets so I could stop screaming at you all, saying, of course I have an opinion. How could I not have an opinion? I think the difference between how Olivier managed it and how I managed it was also needs to be put in the historical or hysterical context, and I do mean hysterical. When I did it, I certainly basically couldn't give a damn which of the quality people who came out of the process at the end actually got through, because, you know, it was a matter of proof of concept of the concept. And if we got a lemon, we got a lemon, and if we got a you know, fantastic outcome, well, so be it. And I was happy to do it that way because I needed to make sure, and I believe the ALAC supported me in that, at least at the time, that what we needed was absolute following of the due process that we had very hard won through community consultation. So it was a matter of being extraordinarily tight and focused on the how the community agreed it would be done. And there were far too many misinterpretations or downright biases if we went further afield than someone who, all right, was chair of the ALAC, but also, you know, outcome was less important to me. Believe me, it was less important to me. I didn't think we should have a director. I was more than happy, and still am, for the record, to have a liaison. Now, with Olivier's situation vastly different, and he outlined why some of his decisions went that way, but it's interesting that one of the concerns he had, apart from being more democratic than I'll ever be accused of being, he also felt there was some concern of the opportunity for self-manipulation, etc. It should be noted, I think, that at no time have we had a chair of any of the BCEC or ABSCT that was going to be running or in a position to go for the jobs themselves. I think that's pretty important to remind the audience, the electorate of, that, you know, by taking on these chairing roles, of either, let alone both, you have to be absolutely uninterested in your own self-furtherment for such a position. Now, that being the case, Alan, you just said that you weren't running for selection on this. And I think that means that if there is one of the committees that needs a tighter hand, a closer commitment and a better working knowledge of the new process and protocols, that you would be well advised to perhaps put yourself forward for at least that role. I don't think you need to do both. I think I agree with Tijani on that. I think I did both because at the time it was just too new and too untested waters. Now we know the boat floats, and you know, it probably won't run screaming into the wall regardless of what we do with it. And that was proved through the last run-through, although it had a few hiccups, which we've made the changes necessary. So I'd be more interested in making sure that whomever is in charge of the process has a demonstrable close understanding and working knowledge of the new processes than anything else. Thanks.
Thank you, Cheryl. Anyone else want any comment now? I'll certainly be talking to people privately about this whole thing, but let's get any other comments out in the open quickly as we can. We are running, going to be careful if we're not going to run short of time, so try to keep it slightly brief. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Olivier Clapanabras speaking, and very briefly here. One thing, and I'm not asking you, I'm just asking you here to consider it and to think about it, and perhaps keep this in mind when you discuss this with other people.
The current board member will be evaluated as well by the board in the 360, and traditionally it's the ALAC chair that is given the that would be given the information if that person agrees to sharing their 360 with their own constituency or community. So in that way, there is no process by which this information could then be disseminated to whoever it is that would make the voting. But there might be a process in a smaller, because it is confidential information, in a smaller setting of a candidate evaluation committee to be able to share that information, which means that in one way or other, there would be, it might well be that the chair of the ALAC might need to be a channel in there somehow.
Yeah, I wouldn't particularly worry about that at this point. I suspect that when the evaluation is done, we will probably be given the ability to share it with whoever is necessary, but I will not presume that the evaluation will be done in time for the BCEC to do its work. Hopefully it will be done in time for the actual election, but they gear this not off of the schedule that we're building, but off of the more generic one. So that's...
Alan?
Yes, go ahead, Cheryl.
I think we need to work very hard with whomever it is on the board, just as we did, or I did when I was chair of the nominating committee, to make sure that any evaluation of the seat 15 board member is done in advance, or indeed, and I would be surprised if she didn't agree with it, that some de facto form of evaluation, I mean, Asia Pacific, we're pretty used to putting ourselves on the grill, so don't be so worried about that, is done in time for the BCEC. Because unless the BCEC can rest assured that indeed the existing candidate is worthy of continuing, they're not even in the race. So having it ready for the electorate is frankly not worth a damn.
Cheryl noted, and it's on my list to bring up with Steve when I meet with him, but they do hire an external firm, and it is a relatively formal process. So
I understand
that.
I've been through it, and to that extent, it's easy enough to order who does what when. And, you know, Steve just needs to be told why it's important. If they actually want the person even to be considered, it needs to be in the hands of the ALEC chair, so it can be fed into the BCEC at an early enough time. Otherwise, we may as well just call everything term limited by one term.
Understood. Not under our control, but I understand what we want. All right. I will be talking to people individually. When I say talking, I'm not talking about advice whether I should run. I'm talking about other suggestions for other names of good candidates for these positions. And, again, I don't want to do this in a public meeting, but I will be asking people individually. So if you have any thoughts about someone, then be prepared. Heidi, back to you for the work, and I'm afraid we are starting to run
okay,
short of time.
Okay, I'll go
so
very quickly.
Please,
so
quickly.
Basically, okay, so we're at Wednesday afternoon, so we have, after that session, we have 30 minutes for just an open policy discussion, so that there's some room for some things to be placed there. Then the Wednesday afternoon cross-community discussions are on the First is Country and Other Geographic Names Forum. Cheryl, there was a question there. You will likely want to go to that, but at the same time, there is the session at the same time, 15 is the at-large working session, which has the review, the at-large review. So if you can let us know if you can
phone
yourself.
You know, I am chairing the other session, so you know where I'll be.
Okay.
So that's just really bad planning.
Okay. Well,
I'm actually chairing the geographic names session. That's the meeting, the prep meeting I was just at for the beginning of this meeting.
Okay. Would you like to move that?
So I'm presenting at the session, the cross-community session with the new GTLD subsequent procedures, and I'm chairing the GO names one.
Okay, we will see if we can reschedule that one for another day or another time. Okay, and then the other cross-community session is the draft framework of principles for future CCWG. Okay, moving to Thursday.
Let's take a quick poll. Would people prefer if we had our working session in parallel with that session, the framework? Show of hands, call out. Anyone want to say no?
It's the least of my cross commitments, but I'm of course also part of the framework.
as am I. No, don't do it, Tijani, or no, you have no problem with it.
No, I don't do it.
Don't do it. All right, we have two and a half people who say don't do it. We will somehow have to figure out how to, but that implies if we have the at-large session, at-large leadership session, that other than Cheryl, most people will not be in the geographic names forum. They will be in the working session. Jimmy, you have your hand up. Go ahead. Cannot hear you, Jimmy. Jimmy has put his hand down. Jimmy, all right. So I hear no one else saying no, they have a conflict. So that means most of us will not be at the country session, the country and geographic names session.
That's really disappointing, guys.
It is disappointing. We'll see if we can work around it, but at this point...
I mean, this is not just a presentation. This is a community discussion Q&A. And to not have... Well, all we'll have there then is the GAC, which will be there in force, the GNSO and the CCNSO. So... Anyway,
we'll see what we can do.
I will be in the geographic session. I will be in the geographic region session.
All right, Heidi, we have some work to do to see if we can move all or part of that 90-minute session.
So
not going to be easy.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be easy at all. You've gone over the schedule many times, so I don't think that at this stage we can do that. But
Heidi, we will have to do some work on it.
Okay, well, we'll try our best. And let's continue. Let's move to Thursday. That starts off at 8 to 9 with Tijani, your at-large capacity working.
Can we have the document in the pod updated, please, first? Thank you.
Okay. okay, moving on to the, then that at the same time is the at-large technology task force. Then we have the at-large leadership work session that is 9:15 to 10:30, and that will be with Renalia for 30 minutes, followed by a policy discussion for 45 minutes. So we could move, I mean, if we can't, there's some scheduling possibilities, so Alan, we can discuss that. Then we have the first wrap-up session, and this one starts off with a joint discussion with Yaron, Steve, and David. And then we have, that's 30 minutes, but again,
the two items currently on the agenda for that are... It's on today's agenda.
Okay.
We have two items that we've proposed. One is compliance and consumer issues, and that includes the consumer safeguards person or director. And the second one is the general issue of ICANN staff transparency, who makes decisions, appeal processes, reporting structure. This is essentially a preamble to one of the CCWG Workstream 2 issues, but from an at-large perspective. And I will be asking people to come up with examples of issues that they may want to raise, not to fix the problem, but to give examples of the kinds of things that happen within currently within ICANN staff. I hadn't heard any other suggestions for topics. There's still an opportunity to add something if we really need it, but people need to speak up quickly.
Okay, now, this is Heidi. Alan,
go ahead.
Continue. So again, that was currently still 30 minutes. I have signaled to Cassia, Yaron's PA, that, you know, is he able to extend a little bit? And yes, he has a little bit of a leeway there, so we may keep him maybe a few minutes, but we'll see. Then followed by that, we have reports from liaisons and railroad chairs. And just a really quick review of ALAC action items. Then we have a break for 1 hour. Then we come back for the final wrap-up session, part two, and that's going to be the issues of ICANN 56 review, 30 minutes for that, review of the ALAC.
Yeah, just for clarity, the ICANN 56 review essentially is an ALAC-wide review postmortem. What was this a good meeting? What did we mess up? What should we do better or differently next time? Go ahead.
Correct, Alan. Yeah, this is Heidi. Correct, Alan. And that actually, there's one of the final cross-community community discussion in the afternoon is on just that point. So that's good for prep there. Then we have a review of the ALAC, 14 to 14:30. Then decisions to be taken for 20 minutes, and finally a 10-minute chair's announcement. And then just the first cross-community discussion will be on workload scheduling and management. Alan, I think that is it.
Questions, comments?
Alan?
Yes, go ahead, Tijani.
Okay, 2 points. First of all, I asked to include the dual affiliation or dual membership of ALSs or members of RALOs, and I don't see it in this program.
I was assuming that we would do that under the ALS criteria and expectations.
It's not exactly that, because it might be an individual member. And so I think it is a problem that we need to address now, because we have concrete cases that we need to deal with, and I think it is time to discuss it.
All right, we'll try it. How much time do you think we need to allow? At this time, we have a negative amount of free time because of the changes that we're suggesting on Wednesday afternoon. How much time do you think we need for this?
I think not more than 30 minutes.
30 is going to be hard. We'll see what we can do.
Okay. Second point, I have heard several times that we will speak about the FY17 special request. Is it to speak about the General Assemblies, which RALO will have the General Assembly?
It includes that.
Because I don't think that we need to perhaps to discuss it, because we spoke about it early, and then we didn't speak about it. I think that we should we have to discuss it again, so that we come up with a good solution that will be accepted by everyone.
We hope to have a suggestion. We hope to have a solution that will be accepted by everyone. It will be discussed as necessary under the fiscal year 17 request, though.
Okay.
I'm optimistic it will not have to be a long discussion.
I hope so.
But I never make predictions about anything, certainly not meeting length these days either. Noted, though. Thank you.
Okay.
Helen?
Yes, go ahead. Heidi?
Heidi. Yeah, I just wanted to say, did you want to add that item under that ALS criteria and expectations then?
I've made a note that's one of the items we need to discuss.
Okay. All right, Alan.
I don't think we can solve all the problems on this meeting and end it anywhere near the right time. and I do have meetings following this.
Okay. That is it for the scheduled formal meeting.
Okay. Heidi, do you remember what I know I gave you the words, but I, for the life of me, cannot remember what I meant by item 2 on Thursday saying review of ALAC. I know we discussed it, and I know it isn't the ALAC review.
No, it was.
But
I think.
But
was
I cannot remember what it meant.
Yeah, I mean, I can look in our chat, but I think, if I remember correctly, that it was basically an overall review of how the ALAC is doing. You know.
Okay.
Okay.
It may be 30 minutes we have free if we can't figure out what it was about.
I'll go back and look in the chat.
All right. Cheryl, go ahead.
I was just going to say exactly what you said jokingly, but seriously, if we can't remember what the hell it was about, then let's just reuse the time or have it spare.
I will
but
not.
Obviously,
spend
we will have a bit of. We will need a bit of follow-up from where we get to with the at-large review and the interviews, etc., during the Helsinki meeting. But I would have thought that was a subject for perhaps the agenda on your ALT meeting on Friday.
Yeah, no, this was something. I promise I will not spend 30 minutes pontificating on what I meant by the title.
That would be very good if you didn't, dear.
Any other comments before we go forward? We still have a long part on the agenda to go. All right, next item is the ALT meeting on Friday. I had hoped that a significant part of this discussion today was going to be planning our ALT meeting on Friday. That's not going to happen now. I will be talking to people privately. Please, everyone on the ALT or anyone else who cares if you're on this call, if you have thoughts on what we should be doing. The reason we planned the Friday meeting is typically the leadership team for the last couple of meetings has not had an opportunity to really talk about how well the meeting went or what we do in the few months going after it. Everyone disappears after ICANN, often for several weeks, and then suddenly we start scrambling. And the intent of the Friday morning meeting was to try to make sure that doesn't happen. But clearly we have not had an opportunity to talk about it in detail at this point. In the past, that has been an open meeting with anyone attending. That will not be the case this time. We were not given any opportunity for a real meeting room, certainly not with remote attendance. So this will be in just the ALT meeting. Discussion with Rinalia, the two issues that I have on the list are discussion of the at-large director seat, and the second are what are hot issues that she would like input on. I'm hoping to get input on her beforehand so people can have at least a day or so to think about things. But we need to discuss that further. All right, CCWG, next steps. I don't know, Leon, if you have anything that you want to say on this. Clearly we need to start pushing people to sign up for the various subtopics if they haven't done that already. I know I haven't signed up for mine yet, so I'm presuming other people are just as guilty. Other than that, is there anything that we need to specifically focus on, Leon? If Leon is still with us.
Thanks, Alan. This is Leon. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Thanks. So I don't think that there's the need to over-focus on this topic. But other than reminding those who have showed interest on contributing to Workstream 2 to actually speak up and enroll to one of the different working groups or the subgroups that will be working on the different issues, I guess that should be it. I mean, I don't see much of an issue in this, and some members from the at-large community have already signed up. Some others have just expressed their interest. So all we need to do is to make sure that those who have actually showed some interest end up signing up for one or more of the groups that will be addressing different topics for working too.
Okay. Thank you, Leon. Can I ask staff to send a message out to the ALAC, the open ALAC list, identifying what the topic areas are that are that we're soliciting people for, and what to do if people want to join one of those subgroups or not? All right, I see something being written, so I will consider that's going to be done. Anything else anyone has to raise on the CCWG?
Alan, Cheryl?
Yes, go ahead.
Just briefly on that, I think if we just rerun the link to the Google Doc, Leon, that went out to the CCWG list, if that information just gets revitalized and sent out to the at-large list, that probably will do. I don't think we need to drag them back to going through the various annexes of the report. The topics themselves should probably stand alone to get enough people interested. But on the same topic, we also need people, if they are going to be signing up for those streams, for the want of a better word, in Workstream, to remind them that they can sign up as participants or as observers. And if we can encourage even people who haven't dipped their toe in the water to at least start to become participants in some of these topics, it'll also help us train up and encourage more participation in work groups in general. So we could sort of do a bit of a yay team around that. The other thing is remote participation in the Sunday CCWG meeting should probably be something we send out and encourage, recognising that many people will be travelling, if not just arriving. We should still encourage people to participate remotely if they possibly can.
Thank you, Cheryl. Any further comments? Next item is the GAC liaison. The ALT did make a recommendation to the ALAC that has been sent to the ALAC internal list. I've chosen to do this on the internal list because on the off chance that the recommendation is rejected by the ALAC, I'm not presuming that will happen, but in the off chance, I don't think it's fair to the person that we're recommending who has essentially put his or her name on the line to have that public that it's rejected. It's not a public race, as it were, so I'm keeping that on the internal list at this point until the either an announcement is made of an appointment or the fact that we're not making an appointment at this point. The next item on the list is, by the way, that vote is open now or should be open now, and for ALAC members will close at the end of the day, UTC, on Thursday. But my hope is, in fact, that all ALAC members will vote early so we can close the vote once all 15 members have voted and make an announcement. Unlike other types of votes where we can look at how it's going and recognize that something has won already, since this is a personnel vote, it is an anonymous vote, and we cannot see that until the vote is actually closed. So I will be encouraging people to vote, if not often, but early. And the next item is the at-large review. I don't really think there's anything substantive that we have to discuss at this point. There was one small item which would have required going into in camera for, but I don't think it's particularly important unless Heidi wants to overrule me on that.
Hi, sorry, this is Heidi. We do have Lars on the line. Do you want to just very briefly go through this? It's up to you.
As I said, I would prefer not to go in camera right now. The item was a list of subjects who have already been interviewed and maybe subjects who were going to be interviewed in Helsinki to the extent we know it. I don't think it's a particularly important issue. We can all predict who's going to be interviewed in the long run, and I'm not sure in the short run it matters who has been interviewed already. Lars, if you want to say anything without going in camera, you're welcome to. Or anyone else want to say anything on the issue of the at-large review? Holly has left already. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. It's Lars for the record. Now, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I think you summed it up. There's nothing too dramatic. I think the independent examiners have interviewed a number of people at Eurodic and also at the Africa Internet Summit. And I believe they're lining up interviews for Helsinki. They'll be in touch with the leadership, so as the staff, to make sure the coordination goes smoothly. And we're hoping on the Wednesday meeting, which is the face-to-face meeting between the working party and the independent examiner, to also start discussing the mechanics, at the very least, of the online survey tool that will be launched shortly after Helsinki. So I think we have some substantive work to do then, but I think at the moment we're all good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm not quite sure why the list of interview subjects is a confidential one, but on the other hand, I don't much care either. You may not have been on the call earlier when we were reviewing the schedule. There is a good chance that at-large review face-to-face meeting will be moved somewhere else. Staff will be in touch with you. We do have a conflict at that point, which we didn't realize we had, and it's a pretty important one, so we will have to move it somewhere. I'm presuming the review staff does not have a lot of other commitments other than at large, and we'll move wherever we have to. I presume they'll also be there for the whole week. Is that correct?
This is Lars again. Thank you, Alan. We do have one or two other things to do, just for the record. We will be there from Saturday to very early Friday. So Saturday to Thursday, really.
Yeah, when I said the review staff, I didn't mean your group. I meant the external consultants primarily.
Correct, yes. Okay. Everybody's flexible, of course.
All right. As far as I know, they have not contacted staff yet to try to start arranging interviews. They're going to have a lot harder time than they are expecting, I suspect. Many of us are pretty well fully booked from 7 in the morning till late at night, and I would suggest they start earlier rather than later in trying to line up people.
Alan, this is Lars again. I've certainly communicated that to them, and my understanding is that they're very much in the process of doing this, but they've definitely made aware of the busy schedule for community members from the at large as well as from other groups that they might be interested in.
Okay. I have one other issue of any other business. Does anyone else have any other business? My issue is on CSC candidate selection. This is the CSC is the group that will oversee PTI for the names function. Any other business other than that? All right, this is just a heads up. The deadline for naming someone for that is the 20-something of July. At this point, we are not likely to have the candidate selection committee up and running in time for that, for them to make a recommendation and for that to be ratified by the ALAC. We may get close to it, but I doubt we'll make that actual date. I would like to, however, unless anyone has any objection, in the next day or so issue a call for candidates for that position and start that process going. We may keep the list open for longer than the standard 7 days to straddle the ICANN meeting, perhaps, or a little bit farther. But I think we want to start the process going relatively soon. But I'm just wondering for input. Is this we've already fast-passed the GAC liaison, and with a fair number of comments saying we shouldn't be doing that, we should be using the selection committee. If we miss the deadline, I'm told there's a good chance we will miss the window for the CCTLD, the CCNSO, and GNSO ratifying the names. We are being asked to select two names so people can,
pick one based on to make sure we have diversity. I'm not sure what the mechanics will be if we miss the date and then want to add the person soon after. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just don't know what the mechanics will be. So we may end up with a choice of the candidate selection committee must be put together and start working very quickly, or we miss the date for selecting the CSE candidate, or we use a more ad hoc procedure. So we may come down to one of those three things. That's the decision we're going to have to make in Helsinki, and there's the slot on the candidate selection committee. I'll raise that. But I just wanted to make sure everyone is comfortable with issuing the call for nominations very soon and then deciding how we proceed forward later on. I see two hands, Olivier and Cheryl.
And Tijani.
Thanks,
Fred. And Tijani in that order then. Olivier.
Thanks very much, Alan. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. And my immediate thinking is, if you're going to issue a call for candidates, do you have a list of requirements for candidates? Because this is a position that requires specific skills. So is there a skill set, or is it just going to be accepting anyone?
No, we have what is published in the CCWG report. It is not all that specific, but clearly we want someone who understands the process. There is a requirement to be a CCWG member that if not, you may not have to be a registry, but you need to be familiar with what it is IANA does with regard to the names function. So yes, there is a knowledge base, so anyone may apply, but I would like to think that the selection criteria are such that there's not going to be an awful lot of people who have actually have that experience in our environment. There will be some, but I don't think there's going to be a huge number. I'm not sure that satisfies the answer, but that's the only thing we have going is what is in the CCWG proposal. Cheryl?
Thanks, Alan. I think what we can do, and I was going to raise the same point plus one other, the criteria, as lean as it is essential. I mean, you have to have an extraordinarily good working knowledge of the IANA functions and indeed the registry operation aspects of the work that will be done. You could marry that with the more generic criteria for what we expect for any liaison, capital L, and representative of the ALAC, and I think that will give you a good enough starting point. And if we use terms like demonstrable understanding and experience in IANA and registry operations, that will also help narrow the field somewhat. I certainly would support you putting out the call as soon as feasible and making sure it runs over the Helsinki meeting, because we may have to tap a few people on shoulders and encourage them. But the other thing is I would suggest that we get the review group, the selection committee, the nominating committee, not a selection committee, the nominating committee, up and running. And, yeah, they're going to have to hit the ground running and work their little bottoms off. Well, that's fine. They've been bleating to want to do this. The community desperately wants this more general filtration system. It'll have to be running literally from the end of Helsinki, so this can be done in a 18 to 21 day period and get us on time. We cannot be late. I don't think this is a we would like an extension argument. I think this is a we cannot be late on this one, not this time round.
What is the deadline, by the way, Heidi or anyone who knows?
22nd of July.
22nd?
Yeah, I thought I was about to say the 21st, but you're right, Heidi, it's the 22nd.
Yeah.
And you're next with Cheryl, 21st.
Just for the record, I will be on vacation for a week and a half after Helsinki. I suspect I will not be the only one. Noted.
Tijani.
Tijani.
Tijani, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. So it is almost the same. I would like to say that before make a call for volunteers or for candidates, we have to set up the list of requirements or criteria. They have to be clear, and they will be our basis for selecting the candidates. The best is to make it through the selection committee, but as Alan said, perhaps we will not have it running already to have our candidate on time. By the way, I would like that the process of the selection committee starts very soon, if not now, because it is very important to have it. It is a very good tool to have a fair selection and to have everyone happy. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. At this point, there is not closure as to who will be on this committee or exactly what process will be used for filling the two kinds of positions. So there is no chance it's going to be up and running prior to Helsinki. That's simply a given. There just aren't enough hours in the day to do this kind of thing and have this discussion. There is a slot in Helsinki, hopefully, to come to closure on the committee, and I'm hoping we will be able to have it populated very soon after that. But I think that's the best we can do. In terms of setting the criteria, there may well be criteria for things like AOC reviews where the ALAC has added to the criteria specified specified by the group. Those have generally been in the form of explain how it is you're going to be liaising with the ALAC and at large. So we may well add something generic like that, but the other requirements are we are bound by the CWG report. So I don't think we have a lot of flexibility. If anyone on this call wants to participate in vetting the list to go out, then raise your hand or speak up, because it does have to be done in the next couple of days. People get on planes in the next two days or so, or 3 days anyway for many of them, certainly for staff. So if anyone wants to participate in that, then raise your hand. Otherwise, it's going to come right out of the CWG report plus a generic how do you plan to work with the ALAC. This is not a liaison where I would expect a huge amount of interaction. This person is going to be sitting and essentially auditing what the CSC does. I don't expect there to be a lot of interchange. Any other comments? That being the only item on any other business, and we are 1 minute over, I thank everyone for participating, and have a good rest of the day. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. The meeting is adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call, and see you in Helsinki.